It worked! The day big unit worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
I wonder if I will ever stop using that very, very old MP3 that a friend emailed to me back in like 2001. Of Lenny and Carl saying, "Did you hear something?" That sounds like it was recorded on an airplane. Now that so many higher quality MP3s are available to me, and YouTube clips, etc. I don't know. I still like that one. It's a quirk of mine. It's Simpsons time! How are you guys who like The Simpsons? I hope you will enjoy today's Simpsons time. I am going to talk, surprisingly enough, about a much later episode than I usually do. Crook and Ladder, episode number 397. Written by Bill Odenkirk, who found a very welcoming home at The Simpsons. And directed by Lance Kramer. This aired in 2007, which was the year that The Simpsons movie finally came out. And by most accounts, was a good season, a strong season after several weak seasons. Although, I don't know. I mean, we are entering a time when even episodes from seasons like 12, 13, 14 are being examined and people are finding them worthy again. And I remember a time very well when people found seasons 8, 9, and 10 unworthy, so mark my words, it will happen to increasingly later seasons as The Simpsons progresses in its run and as people run out of classic Simpsons to appreciate. Count me, surprisingly enough, shockingly enough, among the people who like season 18. This episode, many of you might not have seen it, is about Homer joining the volunteer fire department after he is sleep driving on a drug called Napion and inadvertently injures the entire fire department of Springfield. And so he and Mo and Apu and Skinner, so in other words, the B-sharps, except with Mo instead of Barney, have to step up and be the fire department in the time it takes for them to recover. And it becomes a moral problem because they steal from the places where they're fighting the fires, as I've heard real firefighters also do. I find it somewhat interesting that we made it so far into the run of The Simpsons without having a whole episode about fire or about fire fighting. There have been fires, of course, in Homer the Heretic. Memorably, the house catches fire and the volunteer fire department that does have Apu in it. No wonder he wanted to join. He's already has a experience fighting fires, comes to save Homer. And there's a couple other people that you recognize who are in that volunteer fire crew, like Lou Anne Van Houten and Chief Wiggum. There is in Brother's Little Helper, which is a season 11 episode that I like. Uh, the kids of Springfield Elementary go on tour of the fire department, and Bart makes people mad because he's horsing around on the fire equipment. But in this show, it's like most of the show is taken up with the concern of firefighters, and you see Homer and his three friends dressed as firemen throughout like more than half of the episode. And you see lots of fires. The first fire that they are called upon to fight is at Luigi's, and they are rewarded with all the food that Luigi can give them, or that they want Luigi to give them. And that is the first thing that opens their eyes to the fact that being a firefighter can be a pretty sweet gig. But it is when they fight a fire at Burns Manor, and Burns does not offer them anything for free, that they start to steal. There's two pieces of animation that I particularly like in this. One is the little cinder that is the only remnant of the fire left after they quench the fire at Burns's house. That provides the excuse for them to go upstairs into the priceless treasures room and pocket some of the treasure. You see this little, like, glowing cinder of orange with, like, a trail of gray smoke sort of floating through the air. And Mo says, "Oh, I don't like the looks of this burning ember. I better blow it out." And so the four of them blow this cinder, like, all the way up the stairs and into the room. The other thing I really like is when Principal Skinner has a crisis of conscience and starts to lecture Homer that he shouldn't be stealing so much. The lecture happens in the fire engine, and Homer's driving. And you see Skinner mad and lecturing, and Homer's, like, seated body in the side mirror of the fire engine, which I thought was a very clever way to do that. And it goes on for quite some time. You see, like, Homer looking totally bored and not wanting to listen to him, all in the mirror, as he's talking. And Homer's solution is to put both sirens on so that he first can only hear, like, one out of every three words that he says, and then he can hear nothing of what he says. And eventually they see the family, Marge and the kids, see Homer speeding by in the fire engine on a call, and they decide to follow him because it would make the kids proud to see him being a real hero. And when they see that he is stealing stuff, in this case, it is an air ionizer, one of those tall white plastic things that you put in your room and it purifies your air, supposedly, out of the Smarter Image store. The kids are very ashamed and very disappointed, and this is what finally changes Homer's mind to not being a looting fireman anymore. There is a cute montage to the tune of Sad Eyes. They use the real song, Sad Eyes, of all three kids looking sad at Homer, no matter where he was, and him seeing, like, frowny faces wherever he goes. He tries to put eggs and bacon in the form of smiley faces over their own faces, and it does not work. For example, there's other things that happen. And so in the climactic scene that is very Backdraft-like, with, you know, lots of action shots and tilted cameras and, you know, exploding rooms, Homer finally gets through to Mo that none of them should be doing this. And he saves Mo's life after getting him to release his grip on a solid gold grandfather clock that he's trying to steal during a fire. Which, him touching it prompts the memorable line, "Ooh, this thing's hotter than Ellen Barkin," says Mo. But yeah, eventually Homer saves the lives of both Mo and Apu and fights the fire and doesn't steal anything. And he really is a hero, and there's a shot of him feeling intense pride, and I really like the way that's done, where you sort of see the camera zoom in on him and it's on a different level than the background, so you see like him sort of growing larger with pride. And the way that it ends is that he says he's decided to give all of his loot to the less fortunate, to Skid Row, he says. And you see bums waiting in line at the soup kitchen, all riding Segways together. And one of them says, "I'm the bum of the future." And that is the whole A story of the episode. There's two other things that happen in the beginning before any of this firefighter hoo-ha even starts. And they're both very funny. And one leads to the other. Maggie's pacifier gets thrown away, and all of her pacifiers, because Marge read in an over-parenting magazine that pacifier overuse may lead to low achievement. And again with the bums, there is a funny still picture of a bunch of bums around a trash can fire, all sucking pacifiers. So when she throws away the pacifiers, Maggie, in true Maggie fashion, destroys the inside of the house. She's like so mad that she's knocking over chairs and throwing things through windows and, you know, immediately just cannot stand it. And I really like that. I have known many dogs who react in this way when something that they don't like has happened. So she's crying. She finally steals Santa's little helper's squeaky toy, and that soothes her. But Homer is kept awake because it's always squeaking. And also, he is filled with stress because he has three kids and no money, and he wants no kids and three money. If pressed, I think I would say that's my favorite line in the episode. And it's one that I always think comes earlier in the run of the series. Like, it's such a classic line. But no, it was not until 2007 that it was said. So that is what prompts him to go on the sleep drug, Napion. And he spends a lot of time as a zombie at night, you know, doing things like setting up VHS tapes in domino fashion while he's asleep, and eating all the food in the fridge and tying the dog's feet to toy cars. He does many things in his sleep while on Napion. And eventually Bart and Milhouse exploit him and they get him to drive them around. And they also crack walnuts on his skull. And that's what leads to the accident that injures the fire department. Yeah. You know, it's a good episode. I mean, it's at this point in the series, you really see them rolling up their sleeves and giving it all they've got. Like, they want to be as good as the series used to be. Have the jokes be coming really fast. Have many, many things happen in each episode. And but not have things be too outlandish or out of character for the world of Springfield. And this episode really succeeds in that, I think. The last thing I'll say is that I laughed at all of the different things that injure the firefighters. The fireman's pole gets, like, bent into a J shape, and a pot of chili that's on the stove gets spilled. And so, and Homer sets off the fire alarm by being thrown onto the clapper of it, and it, like, he hangs on it by his nostril and then drops, and that makes it ring. And then they all jump out of their beds and go down the fireman's pole. They slide off it into the chili, and then all of the Dalmatians wake up and supposedly bite them because they are covered with chili. I thought it was pretty clever. Anyway, are we done? I guess we're done. A gem from season 18. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs.
My name is Amanda Nazario, and this has been Simpsons Time through the Debaculator, a WFMU podcast. I thought it would be fun to do a Simpsons Time about a kind of mid-period Simpsons, much more recent than most of the episodes that I discuss. But also, and I can confess this now, a little while later, the main reason I chose this firefighter-themed Simpsons to talk about is because I wanted to make the segue between it and this song, Up in Smoke, by Cheech and Chong, which, you know, listen to it. It's kind of a beautiful song, and I'm a fan of the movie as well. Now that that's out of the way, I urge you to subscribe to this podcast. It is on iTunes, or you can just, you know, listen to it via the WFMU homepage. It comes out every Thursday morning. Drop me a comment at any time on the playlist page. All of the playlists for this can be found at wfmu.org/playlists/sy. Haha. That's about all I want to say, except see you next week. And I hope you have a good week. Bye-bye. And all